From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Governors and mayors are ratcheting up mask mandates and imposing restrictions on small indoor gatherings that have been blamed for accelerating the spread of the coronavirus. But such measures are largely unenforceable, and officials are banking on voluntary compliance. Experts say that if people disregard the new state and local restrictions and socialize anyway, they could put greater stress on overburdened hospitals and lead to an even bigger spike in sickness and death over the holidays. Golden Gate Fields is extending the closure of its horse racing track after a significant outbreak of COVID-19 continues to spread. Operators now face the task of trying to make sure the outbreak doesn't jump beyond its perimeter. KLW's Carla Estevez reports.
It took only a matter of days for the COVID-19 outbreak at Golden Gate Fields to jump from about 24 positive cases to over 200. Chief Operating Officer Aiden Butler of the Stronic Group, which owns the track, told the state he believes COVID-19 got out of control because, quote, no one was too sick for the most part, unquote. According to Butler, 95% of the people who tested positive are asymptomatic. The racetrack is home to more than 1,300 horses. Each requires daily feeding and exercise, even on days when they're not scheduled to race. It's this huge task of upkeep that demands a staff load of more than 400 people, many of whom live on the backside of the track in close dorm-style living quarters. Everyone who tested positive is being isolated off-site. Those who tested negative are also quarantining for 2 weeks. Everyone is receiving daily food delivery and access to medical support to encourage them to stay put and keep the virus from spreading. In Oakland, I'm Carla Estevez for KALW News.
Los Angeles County is on the brink of a stay-home order days before Thanksgiving, after a coronavirus surge surpassed a level set by public health officials to trigger one. A swell of new cases yesterday pushed the largest U.S. county over an average of 4,500 cases per day. A stay-home order for Los Angeles would be the first such action since mid-March. That's when Governor Gavin Newsom followed the lead of several California counties and issued a statewide order that closed schools and most shops. A statewide curfew took effect Saturday. And another Southern California county will provide up to 500,000 mail-in test kits to residents before the end of the year in hopes that more testing can help beat back the coronavirus. Orange County yesterday began offering the free test kits to residents of its two largest cities, Anaheim and Santa Ana. Health officials hope to make the kits available to all of the county's 3 million residents by next month in what could be a massive boost in testing. A California prosecutor says someone has filed an unemployment claim in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Sacramento County District Attorney Ann Maria Schubert says it is one of at least 35,000 unemployment claims made on behalf of prison inmates between March and August. Schubert said the state has paid out at least $140 million in benefits. At least 158 claims have been filed for 133 inmates on death row. Schubert called it perhaps the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. Prosecutors say the scam involves people outside of prison filing claims on behalf of the inmates. Meanwhile, as the coronavirus pandemic enters its 9th month, advocates for low-income people are ramping up pressure on Congress to pass more stimulus funding. Demonstrators drove by the state capitol yesterday with signs calling on the federal government to send out more cash and rental assistance for people who've lost jobs. Faye Wilson Kennedy with the Poor People's Campaign says California currently has an eviction ban, but tenants will eventually have to pay back rent.
How do they expect people to come up with their 3 month or 4 month back rent? You're looking at some people coming up with at least $5,000 of back rent, $10,000 of back rent. People don't have that kind of money.
Nearly 1 million Californians are behind on rent or mortgage payments, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.